Variable. If I had a nickel for every time I heard an agronomist use that term with me, well, I'd have a lot of nickels. That's the theme again this year, though, when we're talking about soybean yield across Michigan. It's all a matter of who got rain and who didn't. Pioneer agronomist Mike Swash says there are a lot of farmers who have started soybean harvest in his area of southwest Michigan.
And yields are actually pretty respectable, especially if you think back to the end of June this year. And if you look at pictures on my phone, man, I would not have guessed that we would have anywhere near average soybean yields. You know, they refused to grow in June, and between animal damage and the drought, they were not happy. And now we're getting some pretty close to average, if not slightly above average yields, which is, I think, phenomenal.
Swash encourages you to not let your soybeans get any drier than 13%.
If you do that, we're losing yield, not only from a little bit more shattering, but we're basically giving up our opportunity to sell water. So you don't want to do that. Try to harvest them as soon as possible, even if you have to chew through some stems. It's worth it from a financial standpoint.
Swash has heard reports of strong corn yield as well early on, over 200 bushels per acre dry land in spots. His best advice right now?
Prioritize those fields where we do find either some stalk issues or some ear mold issues. We don't want to be docked if we can at all help it. Some combine settings can help in reducing the amount of vomitoxin levels we have from fields with ear mold. So we want to prioritize those fields. We want to make sure we get all the grain out of the field we can and that it's as high a quality as we can possibly manage.
Hear the full interview with Pioneer agronomist Mike Swash at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.